Welcome to Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. I'm so grateful that you are joining me today on my show. So on Saturdays, I do my best to post a video that I call Heavenly Wit Monday, and you'll find out what that really means. But before I go any further, I want to just say thank you for joining me. I want to say thank you for staying right here and not going to the next video. Please don't scroll yet, okay? Give me a chance. But normally, this is the part where I would say, will you like this video? But I want you to wait because I don't think it's right for you to like something that you don't know if you like it. So if you could wait till the very end and then either like, dislike, or like and make a comment. Maybe give me some feedback, some really good feedback. Hey, Teresa, you know what? You could really do more on this. And I'll take that to the Lord in prayer and I'll see, Lord, what can I do? Because I value your feedback. Now, if you're a troll and you are just being mean, well, guess what? You just gave me an opportunity to go to God on your behalf and I'll get to pray for you. Okay? Not against you, but pray for you. That the blood of Jesus would minister to every part of your DNA, that you will be forever changed by his goodness. Okay, so for those of you who are my regular faithful subscribers, thank you. Thank you so much for your support. And to the new subscribers, thank you. Thank you for joining me. I want you to know that I like to get in front of things. So there may be things about me that you just don't like. It's going to be really hard for you to receive a message that I have. It could be by the way I look. You may not like how I look. You may not like my name. You may not even like the sound of my voice. But on the other hand, you may love what I look like. You may love my name and you may love my voice. But either way, I want you to know that this channel is to do one thing. And that is to point you to Jesus, to point you to the Word of God, to point you to the awareness of God's presence. I say it like this. You can be in the presence of God at all times. Here's why. Because when we are in Christ, we are in His presence. We're aware of who we get to live in. The more aware we are of who He is, the more aware we become of the schemes of the enemy. But here's the difference between noticing the schemes of the enemy and being taken back by the schemes. When you're in the presence of God, you begin to see the greatness and the magnificence of who God is. That every single giant, every single mountain of wickedness, you see it's evil, but that evil does not come close to the power and the greatness and the magnificence and the wondrous acts of who God is. Now, it's hard to say that at times when you're going through really rough times, when you're going through the difficult, but this is what I truly believe, that when we learn scripture, when we get into the Word of God, and when we're learning about the characters of God, whether they were faithful, whether they were unfaithful, whether they were major sinners, whether they had no hope in sight, that God was constantly revealed in every single story. That you get to see when you read the Word, where is God in this? Where is God in this story? And then what you're able to do is transfer that in your everyday life. When things are going bad, when things are going hard, when things are troubled, you can say, where are you, God, in the midst of this moment? Where are you, God, in the midst of this story? So I just wanted to first and foremost lay that groundwork down. Today, I want to focus in on Psalm 63. I'm going to be looking at verse 1, and you can read the full entire chapter for yourself. But it says, you, God, are my God. I will intently seek you. I thirst for you. I crave for you with my whole being. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. As I was reading that today, I was just quieted in my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, and my spirit, which is 100% perfect because of the Holy Spirit of God, began to minister to my soul. See, the soul is what has to be renewed every single moment of the day. Romans 12, 1 and 2. So if we saw this life for what it really is, the brevity of life, how temporary it is, how short it is, there is no way this world can satisfy the longing that only God can relieve. What if we saw this world as the parched land with no water? Then it would make sense as to why everything that we try to obtain, it just slips through our hands like sand. If we saw this world as simply a pilgrimage, a journey, a temporary life, true residence of heaven, walking through this earth, not just to walk through it, to get by, but to reveal who we belong to be ambassadors of God, to be representatives of His light in the midst of darkness. How? By overcoming evil, by doing good. Just think, if we saw this world again as simply a pilgrimage to which we travel through and realizing that God is our place. As my friend Jody says, He is our residence. He is our address. He is our joy. I liken joy to this acronym, Jesus overwhelming you with His presence. Joy. God is our sustenance. He is the one we long for. He is the one that we get to crave for even more. We would, like, if we knew this, we would multiply the riches of God within this world. See, it isn't about being so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. It's about being so heavenly minded that you're of much earthly good. It's like Dan Moeller says, Jesus did not die for us to go to heaven. He died for heaven to get into us. For the love of God, we were made in His image, in the image of His love. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. In Christ, we're not just a new creation alone. In Christ, we become a new creation. The things that we once longed for, we got no satisfaction from. We actually needed more of it to compound that thing that, you know what, I got that high over here. And then when I wanted to get that high again, it never got to that level again. But when you get with God, there is this satisfaction in your soul to where He satisfies your longing. And then when you long for Him even more, it's a greater on wonder. It's a greater high. It's a greater, oh my God, whoa. And you experience Him as living waters. If we truly saw that this world is a parched land with no water, we would then realize that God is our everything, right? We wouldn't work to get, but we would start with resting in God, and the work would flow out of us with joy and steadfast power. There's a scripture and the address I don't have at the top of my head, but I'll put it right here in this video. It says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. Now watch where the Holy Spirit brought me in all of this. Once you realize that the world is that parched land with no water, then we, frustration no longer takes place in our life where we're trying to say, why is it that I didn't get that? Why is it I didn't get it from them? Why is it I didn't get it from my job? Why is it that I didn't get it from my relationships? Why is it that I didn't get it from my occupation? We would then understand to no longer be frustrated by a place that can't and has no ability to provide what only God can. In Him, we realize what He does for us to then do through us for this world to behold the glory of God. Like what? Which leads me to Isaiah 43, specifically verse 19. Behold, I do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it will spring forth. Do you not see it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The presence of God in the midst of a parched land with no water. He becomes the provider in us and then through us to flow out of us like rivers of living water into the earth, that we are not getting mad at people who cannot provide something that they never were able to provide. Even in this world, when seeking Him, how much more will He through us bring to the world in all manners of life, the vibrancy of life, rebuilding the ancient ruins, raising up generations that have God on their hearts and minds at all times to bring living waters to the parched land. You guys, the parched land is this world. And then in this world, you have worlds within it. What do I mean by that? Your family, your job, your occupation, your studies, maybe where you go to college, whatever, your relationships. When you begin to see it that way, what happens? You'll see with heavenly wit. You will see mission fields in the midst of the battlefields. Like, whoa. We get to know and reveal it is God that not only satisfies us, but causes us to prosper in all of our attitudes in the midst of trouble, prospering in times when it seems impossible to others, and building during the times when people are tired and weary. What God can do in the middle of a parched land, in and through us. One of the things that I've learned is that when I received the love of God, I knew that upon receiving it, there was a responsibility that came with it. What was that responsibility? That if I were to receive that love freely, I was to freely give of that love, of that supply. That I was never meant to give from my limited supply of who I am. Because that's where frustration starts. That's where exhaustion begins. That's where all of the doings, I've done this for you, Lord. I've done that for you, God. And look, no one's appreciating it. No one's doing it with me. But when you do it with God and you do it in Him, not just for Him, but in Him, what happens is this overflow comes out of us to where it is worship to say, thank you, God, for who you are. Like, this just excites me. You guys, His grace that abounds to trust Him. His grace that abounds to believe Him. His grace that abounds to even obey Him. If you're looking for the miracles of God, look and see those kind of miracles. Look for the miracle that whenever you read the Word of God, it transforms you into the likeness of Christ, not into a better version of you. See, you are supposed to die to your selfish desires and come alive in Christ. How often around the world with all the different religions, do they know how to die to themselves? They know how to whip themselves into shape. I've seen a guy on social media that literally tells himself to F you because he's going to go even further. And he's telling himself, you're going to go further than what you thought you could. So F you know, to himself. And that is a beautiful thing. But then what happens? There's nothing else. There's no resurrection power. But guess what? When we die to self, that's the rescue to come alive in Christ, to see the resurrection power of Christ in our lives. Like, oh, I wish I could simplify this and I just pray that this causes you to desire God more. His grace that abounds, not to get a reward, but to realize that God is the greatest reward. So today I want to end with this. Remember, we live in a parched land with no water, but we live by the Spirit, where there are streams of living water in the middle of the desert. That when we worship God in the wilderness, we will no longer see a wilderness. We'll see a God who provides a way when there seems to be no way. Thank you so much for joining me today on Triumphant Victorious Reminders with Teresa Ann. Thank you so much for liking this video or disliking this video and giving me your feedback and sharing it with your friends, your family, and on your social media. I really appreciate you doing that. Remember, when we see God as our triumphant victory, we will then see above and not beneath by seeing with heavenly wit, seeing mission fields in the midst of the battlefields.